Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. We thank you, God. We bless you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for all that we are able to do from morning till now. Thank you for the strength you give us. Thank you for your help and support and your provisions and your guidance and the strength that comes from you, Lord. For all our brothers and sisters who are working, oh God, from morning to now, and we come to worship you, to serve you, to commit our life to you, to listen to your word. We thank you for all the miracles that you achieved through our lives and ministries. Thank you for blessing our families. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for opening doors for us, strengthening us, protecting us. We bless you, we magnify you, Lord. We adore you, Jesus, and this time, Lord, we invite you with the Holy Spirit to our meeting tonight, our worship, anoint the songs, the prayers, the giving, the message, let your name be glorified, I pray. We pray also, Lord, for a blessing upon the place that you have put your church here in UAE, and the extension Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Philippines, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan. Also, Lord, also Australia, America, Malawi, also Sierra Leone, Nigeria, Uganda. And we continue to ask, Lord, that you expand your church. Let your name be lifted up, let your name be magnified, O God. And we pray for blessing upon all these nations and countries, that you will have favor from you, from them. That all our logistic needs and paper needs and documentations will be met, Lord, by you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray also, Lord, for their salvation. Reveal yourself to them in visions and dreams. Let them know that you are the true God and we are your servant. And Lord, we pray also for all the parents, the pastors, the elders, the leaders, all the congregation of the church, anointing, O God, of all the members to continue to evangelize, to plant the new Bible studies, to plant a new congregation, to reach new people, to plant more Bible studies. We trust you, Lord, that you will enable us, you will provide for us, you will help us, and you will sustain us, Lord. We pray also, Lord, for our protection from this COVID-19, we pray that you will protect us, all of us, and you will not allow any one of us to get vaccine against his will, O God. We pray for all the brethren who are not willing to take this vaccine, that no one will force them, no one will disturb them, no one will also oblige them to do that. O God, I pray for all the members, protect their jobs and their incomes. And Lord, that they will continue to bring faithfully their tithes and offering their first fruit to you. I pray for those who are not yet willing. I pray you speak to them, you convince them, you change their mind and show them the right way of life. I pray also, Lord, that you raise up more servants. I pray more people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray that they will be speaking tongues, they will interpret tongues. Pray for message of wisdom, message of knowledge, the gift of prophecy, gift of teaching, gift of pastoring, gift of evangelism, gift of faith, and gift of healing. All these we need, O God, the rest of the skills and talents you give us, Lord, by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, so that we can continue to serve you with these gifts. O God, I pray for more people to receive Christ, more people to receive water baptism, O God, and there will be more harvest of new souls. O God, let the vision of the church come through, multiplication and peace, and implementing the whole will of God. We thank you, God. Anoint the worship and take this recording and make it reach the places. Our brethren, the rest of the congregations, O God, the workers, wherever they are placed and scattered all over the world, let this reach them, they will be united and be encouraged and we'll be Lord anointed to go on and save you. All this we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
I come before you today.
Faithfulness, for all your blessings, for your help, the strength, the miracles you have done, and for all that you are going to do, even as we are to praise and worship. You are doing mighty things. I believe, Lord, you have break bondages, set people free, and you brought salvations, you brought healing, you brought deliverance. We thank you, God. We now give you praise for all the love and the salvation we have received from you. In Jesus' name, Amen.
You gave me a love.
Lord, for the love that we receive from you. We bless you, Jesus. We magnify you. Here we are, Lord. We are coming down at your feet to hear your voice, to submit ourselves to your instruction. Lead us, O God. Inspire us and speak to us. Speak to us, guide us today with your word. In Jesus' name, Amen. Let's now collect our tithes, our offerings, and our first fruits unto the Lord. Bring it to the storehouse of God, so it will be food in my house, say the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all my brethren who come in their life to bring their tithes and offering and first fruit to the storehouse. Open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing in their life that they will find no place to keep it and rebuke the devourer in their life, and let all nations know that we are blessed by you. And I pray for those who are not yet experience giving their tithes. I pray, Lord, you speak to them, you guide them, and show them the right way. I pray also, O God, those who had been used to give and now went back, I pray you convict them. O Lord, you do certain things in their life to bring them back to you once again, to your presence. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's continue today speaking of our series that we started, Faith and Deeds, from the life of Abraham. We have read in James chapter 2, verse 20 to 24, "But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son unto the altar? See thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect, and the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." We will continue to study today the deeds of Abraham that goes along his faith in God. We have read to Genesis 14, verse 21 to verse 24. Let's read it. After Abraham met Melchizedek, and the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, "Give me the persons and take the goods to thyself." And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, "I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoeless kid, and that I will not take anything that is thine. Let thou shouldest say, I have made Abraham rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Anir, Ishkul, and Mamre. Let them take their portion." Lord, we thank you, God. And we bless you, magnify, we adore you, anoint my lips, Lord. Put word and statement that your people, O God, hear your word and be a teaching understanding, and they will commit their life into the right way of life as we learn from the faith and deed of Abraham. That's what we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In verse 21, "And the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, Give me the person and take the good to thyself." Here, the king of Sodom, after Abraham, he brought the people back, the people of Sodom, and brought their belongings that had been taken by Peter Lamar and the other king. Here, the king of Sodom offered him that he would take the material things, the goods that he reuptake, because he is the one had moved with his men, the 318, and with also his confederate, when he had heard that Lot, his brother, has taken, as we read here in book of Genesis 14, verse 13 to verse 16. And there came one that had escaped and told Abraham, the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Shkul and brother of Anir. And these were confederate with Abraham. And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto them. And he divided himself against them, he and his servant, by night, and smote them and pursued them unto Hobab, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the woman also, and the people. So here Abraham was asked to take the goods because he is the one who had moved to rescue them. The offer was that he will give the people the person and he will get the goods. You know what we notice here? That Abraham spoke to the king of Sodom after he finished his speaking and he finished his fellowship with Melchizedek. And that is what is due for him toward God. You know, when we have some affairs, we need to finish our fellowship with God, and we need to do what is due to God before we move to settle the affair with other people. You need to learn that after everybody, you need to come first to God and to fulfill all your obligation toward the Lord. Then you move to settle other matters according to their priorities. Why you need to do that? Because when you put God first, then God himself will be the one to give you the wisdom of how to handle the rest of the situations properly. Verse 22, just 14:22. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have left my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. Here, Abraham need to declare publicly in the front of Melchizedek to the king of Sodom that he have raised up his hand to the Lord. He declared that I have a covenant with God. I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord. When he say that, he made a covenant with God, the covenant with the possessor of heaven and earth. With this covenant, Abraham showed great awe of God, that he cannot accept anything from anyone but from God alone. And when you say, I raise up my hand to the God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to show latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldst say, I have made Abraham rich. Now here the covenant of Abraham with God, and he said in the front of Melchizedek that he make a covenant that his blessing only come from by God, his victory is coming from God, and he will not receive anything only that come from God, because there are certain times they will also give things, and here Abraham does not want, and we should not take anything from if it will not come from that. If it will not come from that, we should not take it. And why Abraham declared this? Abraham was very clear that he would not receive any blessing except from the Lord God, the maker of heaven and earth. Abraham was fully trusting God that he will bless him and make him rich, because Abraham does not want the devil will say, or the king of Sodom say, that I had made Abraham rich. He does not want this, but he wants that God himself will make him rich. In verse 24, what he say, Abraham, he will not take anything save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, and here is going in memory, let them take their portion. Abraham here declared that he would just receive what his 318 trained servant and his confederate, Anir, Eshkun, and Memri, ate while they were fighting and recovering, and their portion from the plunder and the portion of them that went with him. You know, he told them, I will not take. Abraham, he did not take. Why Abraham did not take? Because Abraham did not go for material things. Abraham went to set free his brother Lot, not for money. But he would not stop the people that with him to take their rights. They first the food they eat while they are waging the war and recovering the people and the goods they were eating, they took it from what had been taken. And also, according to the law of war, they have portion. He said, let them, say, I will not take, but let them take. Abraham did not take, but he allowed his men to take their portion from the plunder. Now, after we explain this, and I need to go to back to verse 23, when he said that I will not take from a thread to a shell like it, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abraham rich. Now we speak about the right and the wrong resources of money or income. Today we'll speak about the right resources of income. Like Abraham, he does not want to get anything from the king of Sodom. What is the right resources of money? First, hard working. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28, 4, 28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Here, he recommend hard work. Change from stealing, we are not working, we are stealing from other and living. You did need to work hard to earn your income, to spend on yourself, and also to save in order to help those who are in need. So hard working with our own hands. Second way, save and don't waste. Saving is one way of making an income for the future. Whenever you have extra, some leftover, more money, and whatever thing you have more, you save, because we must understand, like I said, that we receive today is God's provision for us for the future. So we need to save the extra. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8, say, go to the end, thou sluggard, consider your ways, and be wise, which having no guide, overseer or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. Here the Lord using the example of the ant to teach us to save and store. The art of saving, there are two principles here we can get out from this. First is gathering. We need to gather whatever rejected things by others they don't want. We gather, we collect it. And also to save, we need to store, storing. We need to store well. We need to properly store things, food, whatever we can store in a proper way, so that they will be ready in the future to be used. The third example of right resource of money is investment, is to put our money in a project or certain work, that our money will work without putting effort or without using our talents. We can read about that in Matthew chapter 25, verse 16 and verse 17 and verse 20, verse 21. Matthew. Verse 16. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents, should I, behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Here is that, in this parable, Jesus spoke about the master who trusted his servant, certain number of talents, they invested in it, certain business, and it brought profit to the master. The principle of investment is that we use money, but we need to be sure about that our capital will not be reduced or taken by the investment. So if you are not sure of that, better not to invest. But if you are sure, like certain banks, they announce investment. If you can agree with them that your capital will not be reduced, then go ahead. Otherwise, if there is no guarantee, then don't go into investment. The other way of having income, right income for money, right resource for money is interest. You know, in the same chapter, Matthew 25, verse 27, the Lord Jesus recommended that thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. So to get interest is when we put our money in the bank, we put as a fixed deposit and we get some interest. It is like investment with a little profit, but we are sure that the capital is intact. The fifth right source of money is inheritance. We may receive money, houses, lands, a treasure from our fathers. Based on the Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14, houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the rest. So here that houses and riches can come from inheritance, and that is also the right source of money. Now we are satisfied today with this. Let us stand in God's presence, and let us come to the Lord, and let us allow the Holy Spirit to examine us and see if we are following the principle that we have learned. Have we put God first? Have we declared that we will not take anything not from God? Are you fully trusting God? Are you to refuse to receive from the devil? Do you honor and follow the right resources of earning as we have spoken? Come to the Lord, repent of your sin, renounce them, and follow the example of Father Abraham. Lord, we thank you for your word to us. We magnify you, we adore you. Thank you for sending your word to teach us your ways and your commands. I pray in the name of Jesus that we will be aware, discerning, O Lord, not to accept things from devil, but to commit our life fully to you, receiving from you. That we will be able to say, like Abraham said, I have raised up my hand to the Most High God that I will not take anything from you. O God, take your words to credit and make it fruitful. Bless your church and your people. And let be a fruit out of this message. People repent and come to you, and your servants will raise up to save you. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.